well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hope you're doing good today. Wow, we've got a lot going on and a lot to get to. And there is a rowdy dow underway right now with House Republicans. And Kevin McCarthy is coming out swinging. Kevin McCarthy, by the way, welcome again. Kevin McCarthy threatening members behind closed doors and using some pretty profane language to dare House Republicans to kick him out of the speakership. So we've heard a lot from Matt Gaetz over the past couple of weeks now. Gaetz says that Kevin McCarthy has gone back on his word, that Kevin McCarthy basically struck deals with the Democrats and the Biden administration on funding. So there have been no meaningful cuts at all. And Kevin McCarthy is not living up to the promises he made. So the question is very simple today, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin McCarthy says, go ahead. Go ahead and try and throw me out. And my question to you is, should Kevin McCarthy lose his job as Speaker of the House? Now, at this point, what McCarthy is basically trying to tell all of us is that there's not much he can do, that the Republicans only control the House. They don't control the Senate. They don't control the White House. So there's really not much he can do. Well, if that's the case, then why do we even need a Republican majority in the House of Representatives? Why is that, Mr. Speaker? Chad Pergram from Fox, good friend of this program, said that multiple sources told him that there was a pretty testy exchange in the House GOP conference meeting. They were behind closed doors. Fox is being told that McCarthy blamed rank-and-file Republicans for not coming together on a plan to pass individual appropriations bills or to potentially fund the government. One source said McCarthy did not claim responsibility about anything, and he's blaming the rank-and-file. So he's taking no responsibility, the Speaker. Republicans are upset at McCarthy because McCarthy said that he did not have a plan to fund the government and avert a shutdown. And Fox is now reporting there's a high probability the government shuts down on October 1st. Fine, shut it down. Just shut it down. Pergram says this also enhances the chances there will be a motion to vacate the chair sometime this fall. And that's where any member may move to hold a new speaker's election in the middle of the Congress. By the way, that's never happened before. So we'll see how all of that plays out. But I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, based on what we now know about Kevin McCarthy, do you believe that he deserves a second chance, or is he one and done? Is it time to bring somebody else on to lead the House Republicans? I mean, just think about this for a moment. What exactly have the Republicans done? You know, they've had control since the midterm election, so what have they done? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Here is Speaker McCarthy, cut 21.
In this closed-door meeting, what was your message to some members who have threatened to possibly raise a motion to try and oust you as Speaker?
Look, threats don't matter, and sometimes people do those things because of personal things, and that's all fine. I focus just like anything else. If you watched, most people get the Speaker on the first round. It took me 15. I'm a little Irish, okay? So I don't walk away from a battle. I knew changing Washington would not be easy. I knew people would fight or try to hold leverage for other things. I'm going to continue to just to focus on what's the right thing to do for the American people. And you know what? If it takes a fight, I'll have a fight.
All right. So there you go. McCarthy is assuming a wartime position here, and he is ready to take on Matt Gaetz. And yeah, look, I don't, the language used, whatever. That's behind closed doors. Things are going to get heated. So, you know, it is what it is. But my concern is what McCarthy has actually done, which is not much. That's the bigger issue for me. So we'll pay attention to this. Any developments, there are some rapidly moving things happening up on Capitol Hill today, and we will keep you updated there. But again, I say shut down the government. And look, if McCarthy cannot do what he promised he was going to do, then there needs to be a call to vacate. And vacate the chair. We can start all over again. 844-747-8868. So yesterday, Willard Mitt Romney out there and announcing that he will not seek re-election. And there's a new book coming out. And The Atlantic got an advance copy. So someone has leaked chapters to The Atlantic. Now, The Atlantic is a far leftist magazine. These people hate conservatives. They hate me. So if somebody from the Republican side is leaking chapters of their book to The Atlantic, you get a pretty good idea they're really not all that conservative. Otherwise, Romney would have been leaking this book to, say, National Review or Breitbart. But no. They leaked the book, or at least chapters of the book, to The Atlantic. And what I find fascinating about the book so far, what I've been able to read, is that Romney is not a very nice person, and I want to explain why. There are a couple of big things, and there are a couple of explosive things to come out of this Romney book, and one of them involves how Romney handles himself with others in the party, and let's play cut number three.
Well, there's no question but that the Republican Party today is in the shadow of Donald Trump. He is the leader of the greatest portion of the Republican Party. It's a populist, I believe, demagogue portion of the party. Look, I represent a small wing of the party, if you will. I call it the wise wing of the Republican Party. And I don't believe we're going away. I think ultimately we'll see a resurgence and come back into leadership of the party. My wing of the party talks about policy and about issues that will make a difference to the lives of the American people. The Trump wing of the party talks about resentments of various kind and getting even and settling scores and revisiting the 2020 election. What are the policies for the future? And my party is only going to be successful getting young people to vote for us if we're talking about the future. And that's not happening so far in that other wing.
All right, that's Mitt Romney talking yesterday after he announced that he would not be seeking re-election. The reality is that Romney was really struggling in Utah, and Romney was having a very difficult time getting his own party's nomination. He was facing opposition within the Republican Party, which is sort of shocking. But again, it goes to show you that Romney is just not that popular in the state of Utah. And one of the reasons why is because he is not a loyal person. And I want to explain what I mean by that. Within the context of this book, Romney was highly critical of Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio. And he talked about how much he had respected J.D. Vance, the book he wrote, the New York Times bestseller, Hillbilly Elegy. And then J.D. became a Trump supporter or embraced this America First movement. By the way, again, full disclosure, I was not a big fan of J.D. Vance. Wasn't quite sure where he was really falling on the issues. So Romney is out there, and he said that he was just really disgusted with J.D. Vance. And he said, I don't know that I can disrespect someone more than J.D. Vance. Well, why? Simply because he changed his political viewpoints? You see, this is the way it is with establishment Republicans. It's their way or the highway. And you heard it in the soundbite. We're the wise ones. We're the smart people. We are the intellects of the party. You people, you working class people, you be quiet and you do what we tell you to do. We know best. I mean, that is what Romney was saying there, that they represent the wise people of the party. But it's not just J.D. Vance he had a problem with. Romney was also disgusted, and that is the word, disgusted, with Senators Josh Hawley of Missouri and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. And he said that he thought they were too smart to believe that Trump won the 2020 election, and he's accusing them of putting politics above the interest of liberal democracy and the Constitution. Well, the same argument could actually be made of Romney when he ran for the White House. Keep in mind, Mitt Romney, when he ran for the White House, he refused to go after Barack Obama, and just like John McCain did, because they felt it would be that it would be politically unwise. And so took a pass, let Obama get away with everything. And Romney lost that election, an establishment Republican. By the way, John McCain lost that election, an establishment Republican, because they took a pass and did not do what needed to be done and should have been done to stop Obama's presidential run. They had all the dirt on Obama. They decided, we're not going to use this. And Obama won, and they lost. So be it. But there was also something else. So Romney talked about in this book how Donald Trump came to meet with senators, and this was early on in the presidency. And Romney was writing about this, and by the way, Romney says, according to him in the book, that most Republicans in the party hate Trump, and he says his party is full of cowards. McKay Coppins, by the way, wrote this, and the excerpt, again, was published in The Atlantic. And Romney revealed that his biggest surprise when he was elected to the Senate was that many of his Republican colleagues shared his view of the former president. Romney said, one senior senator said, Trump has none of the qualities you would want in a president and all of the qualities you would not. While publicly they presented themselves as loyal party members, here we go, behind closed doors, Senate members would ridicule Trump for his stupidity. Romney recalled that Trump stopped by a weekly Senate luncheon in March of 2019, 2 days after the special counsel's probe ended. That was the Mueller probe. Proving that Trump without proving Trump colluded with the Russians, right? So Trump's arrival was met with a standing ovation, but after Trump left the room, according to Romney, the Republican caucus burst out laughing. In other words, they would embrace Trump to his face, but when he walked out of the room, they would mock the president. They would mock the man. I'm sorry, what kind of a person does that? That is sleazy. It really does reveal a character flaw, not only with Romney, but with all the other Republicans who went along with that. And this is why the American people despise Republican leadership. This is why so many people just do not trust the Republicans. Because the Republicans, and what Romney did here and what he verified was that ultimately his own party was fighting him. That's what ultimately this reveals, that Donald Trump's own party hated his guts, they didn't respect the man, and they were doing everything they could possibly do to sabotage his presidency. So I wish Romney well. He got my support when he ran for president because I felt like as a loyal Republican at the time, he was the nominee, he got my support. Wasn't my first choice. But again, the nominee got my support. It's too bad that Romney did not have the really, I don't know what it is inside, but he just didn't have that sense of loyalty. And again, if you think Trump is as horrible as you say, then you need to be holding press conferences every day. By the way, I want him to name the names. Who are the other people that would embrace Trump in public and then mock him privately? I'd like to know, I mean, did this really even happen? I mean, maybe it didn't happen. Maybe it did. But if it didn't happen, then we need senators to stand up and say, this did not happen. This is not true. But if it did happen, we need to know. And they ought to name the names. That's what a man would do. That is what a man would do. 844-747-8868. And that is not even the most shocking thing to come out of this book about Mitt Romney. And I'm going to get to that. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. The concern I have here is that a lot of these people are not retiring. And so if Trump is in fact elected to the White House again, then there's a very good chance that his own party will be fighting him tooth and nail. That's what I got out of reading these excerpts. We'll be right back. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, so here's the even more bizarre part of this book coming out about Mitt Romney. And the excerpt is in the Atlantic. And folks, this is very puzzling, and I'm surprised this has not gotten a lot of attention even in the conservative media. By the way, the book is called Romney: A Reckoning. McKay Coppins is the author. This is the biography of Romney. And the crazy thing centers around a text message that Romney sent to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on January the 2nd of 2021. Now, keep in mind that the whole narrative of J6 and what happened on J6 has been carefully crafted by the mainstream media. And anytime someone even dares to ask a question about, well, wait a second, that doesn't sound right, you're labeled a conspiracy theorist and you're completely dismissed. So you're no longer allowed to have a platform in the national discourse over what happened on that day. And there is a lot of evidence. And again, I'm just, this is evidence that this thing was a setup, that it was concocted, that the FBI was involved in the planning and the execution of this, that officers were told to stand down. There were efforts made to make sure that there were not enough police officers there on that day. And the argument was that nobody knew that something bad was going to happen on January the 6th. Everybody took everybody by surprise. They even smacked down the reports that Trump suggested they might want to have National Guard troops at the Capitol to surround the Capitol. And they said, well, those conversations never happened. So then along comes this book. And Romney sent a text message on January the 2nd. Keep in mind, it was J6 that the Capitol riot happened. On January the 2nd, Mitt Romney sent a text message to Mitch McConnell warning him of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. So my question is, how did Mitt Romney know that there was going to be an attack at the Capitol on January the 6th when it was January the 2nd? And the narrative coming from Congress, coming from Pelosi, and coming from Liz Cheney was, this was some sort of a spontaneous thing. I have got so much more to talk about, and I'm going to read to you an excerpt that's going to blow your mind. But ladies and gentlemen, is it possible that this biography could be the smoking gun? That this could actually prove this was all a big setup? We'll be right back. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. All right, so a lot of moving parts here, but I want to do a deep dive into Mitt Romney and this explosive allegation that he makes in the brand new book, the biography that's coming out. So here we go. So Mitt Romney sent a text message to Mitch McConnell on January the 2nd. And in this text message, he warned McConnell about the J6 attack on the U.S. Capitol, even though it was on January the 2nd. So that's a big question right there. What's fascinating is that Romney was also warning about attacks on his own home or against his own home. And so he sends this text message to McConnell saying, what are you guys doing about this? And McConnell did not reply. McConnell never replied to Mitt Romney's text message. Coppins details that Romney's text message to McConnell began with Senator Angus King, the independent from Maine, texting Romney, could you give me a call when you get a chance? Important. Romney then called King and informed him of a conversation he just had with a high-ranking Pentagon official. This is all on January the 2nd, ladies and gentlemen, January the 2nd. And here's how that went. According to the book, law enforcement had been tracking online chatter among right-wing extremists who appear to be planning something bad on the day of Donald Trump's upcoming rally in Washington. The president has been telling them the election was stolen. Now they're coming to steal it back. There's talk of gun smuggling, of bombs and arson, of targeting the traitors in Congress who are responsible for this travesty. Romney's name has been popping up in some frightening corners of the internet, which is why King needed to talk to him. He isn't sure Romney will be safe. So Romney picks up the phone and he calls Angus King. After he hears all of that, he hangs up the phone and then he sends a text message to Mitch McConnell. And here's what he wrote. In case you have not heard this, I just got a call from Angus King, who said that he had spoken with a senior official at the Pentagon who reports they are seeing very disturbing social media traffic regarding the protest planned on the 6th. There are calls to burn down your home, Mitch, to smuggle guns into D.C. and to storm the Capitol. Wait, what? Everybody on Capitol Hill said nobody knew this was going to happen. But clearly they did, ladies and gentlemen. Let me continue. I hope that sufficient security plans are in place, but I am concerned that the instigator, the president, is the one who commands the reinforcements the D.C. and Capitol Police might require. Coppins concludes his retelling of this shocking moment with three words. McConnell never responds. Now, a couple of things here. While that was happening on January the 2nd, right? That was happening on January the 2nd. President Trump was actually meeting with military officials. And on January the 2nd, President Trump was actually offering up the National Guard. Now, the mainstream media said that never happened. President Trump never called up the National Guard. It never happened. It's a lie. If you Google President Trump, January 6th, National Guard, those are the stories that you're going to get. But that's not what President Trump did. President Trump offered. He offered. As a matter of fact, according to John Solomon in Just the News, an official timeline of the J6 tragedy assembled by Capitol Police shows that a Defense Department official reached out to a Capitol Police deputy chief on January the 2nd to see if a request for troops was forthcoming. But the offer was quickly rejected after a consultation with then-chief Steve Sund. Now, why does that name sound familiar? He is the ex-Capitol Police chief. Did the sit-down interview with Tucker Carlson. And what did Mr. Sund say? Mr. Sund said that he begged Nancy Pelosi for help, for reinforcements, and those reinforcements never came. As a matter of fact, according to Major General William Walker, the commanding officer of the District of Columbia National Guard, he testified at a U.S. Senate hearing, and his testimony supported Mr. Sund's account of the events. He testified that he spoke with Sund at 1:49 p.m. on J6. It was an urgent plea. His voice was cracking. He needed help right then and there, every available guardsman. Within minutes of the call, the Capitol was breached. And now Sund believes that this whole thing was a great big setup to take down Donald Trump. So, a few questions. On January the 2nd, the Pentagon knew, and clearly the Pentagon knew before January the 2nd, they've got all the chatter. The Pentagon knew that there was going to be violence, that there may be bombs involved, there may be other things happening, people may be targeted. Again, this is the chatter. The Pentagon was worried enough to reach out to members of Congress. So many members of Congress knew, Mitt Romney knew, Angus King knew, President Trump knew. And yet, every single request to secure the building was turned down. As a matter of fact, and just think about this, they knew on January the 2nd that there was a possibility that somebody might just show up with bombs and try to blow the building up. Don't you think, as just a matter of, you know what, maybe we just need to go the extra mile, we need better safe than sorry, why would they not have additional troops there, boots on the ground, unless that all that chatter was actually coming from FBI sources, that the organization and the planning and the execution was all being done by the Justice Department to take out Donald Trump. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if you get all those people in one place and you've got plants in there that are riling up the crowd, that something very bad could happen. And again, it bears repeating. Anybody who broke the law on that day should go to jail. Anybody. We've been pretty consistent with that from day one. So all that to say that Mitt Romney's biography really opens up a can of worms here, folks. Because once again, we are being told that people in leadership on Capitol Hill knew something was going to happen 4 days before it actually happened, and nobody did anything about it. It was almost as if they wanted it to happen. Going back to what Stephen Sund told Tucker Carlson, and this is from the reporting of Newsweek, in the leaked footage, Sund goes on to say that he's not a conspiracy theorist, but it was concerning the way the January 6th attack played out. Sund explained that he was denied National Guard service in advance of the attack and was denied access to National Guard troops for 71 minutes during the attack. So why was that? Why did that happen? So all the puzzle pieces are out there and they're starting to come together. And it's, again, I've, from day one, I've said that none of this makes any sense. It makes absolutely no sense. How does what happened on J6 benefit Trump? I don't think it does, and it never did. But it does benefit those who wanted to destroy Trump and to make sure that he never, ever set foot in Washington, D.C. again. And so here we have the new information coming out from none other than Mitt Romney. And I have to imagine Mitt Romney probably thinks this makes him out to be a good guy, and maybe it does. But it also exposes yet another lie, another tear in the fabric of the narrative that the J6 committee wanted you to believe. I have a lot of questions here, a lot of questions. And more importantly, if lives were in danger, if lives were really in danger, why didn't Nancy Pelosi, why didn't Chuck Schumer take the steps necessary to protect people? Why is that? All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to talk to you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. You know, we've been a partner with Patriot Mobile for a very long time now, and we do a lot of research. We look into these companies. We want to make sure that they are on the up and up. And Patriot Mobile, these folks that are on the up and up, you know, we've been telling you about these school board races all over America. Conservatives are even taking over school boards in California. And that's thanks to the great work of Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they have a truly incredible product. Now, I want you to go to their website. We've talked about them for a long time, but now is the day that you need to go and check out Patriot Mobile and consider switching. Because if you're with one of the other guys, the money you pay every month, that's going to support a lot of far-left causes. But with Patriot Mobile, they're actually supporting causes we care about. PatriotMobile.com/Todd is the website. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. All the information is there. They have a plan to fit any budget. Now, if you're a veteran or if you're a first responder, they're going to give you an even bigger discount. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd, and be sure to use that promo code Todd.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Roger in Maine, listening to us on WLOB. Hi, Roger. What's going on?
Top of the morning to you, Todd. Hey, I remember calling you just a couple days after the 6th. It might have been the 7th. And we talked about videos that were surfacing about Antifa buses being unloaded down in Washington with very FBI-like, look-like people handing out MAGA hats and MAGA shirts to them as they get off the buses, and the Capitol Police opening gates and let people indoors. We knew back then it was a bunch of malarkey, and we know now it's just they're getting caught and everybody's starting to realize it. I just think that the American people all need to wake up and say, yes, we know, and start voting properly to get rid of some of these schmucks that are ruining the country.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And again, I understand why Romney says he's not running for re-election. But the reality is it was not guaranteed that he was actually going to win his own primary. He is incredibly disliked in Utah. And I'm not, and honestly, I don't know why. I can't imagine it would be because of his relationship with Trump. It may be, but normally when you're looking at those congressional races, it's really how, you know, how are you minding the home fires?
Yeah, I agree.
So that could be it. But Roger, yeah, you're right. I mean, warning signs, and we've brought them to our listeners, you know, as we were able to verify it. And so again, if you broke the law on that day, then you deserve to pay a price for that. But some of these people are now being sent to jail longer than people who have gone out there and have shot somebody and killed somebody, left them dead in the street. It's just insane. Roger, I appreciate the call, and thank you for that reminder. But folks, we call balls and strikes here. That's what we do on this program. And I've just, from day one, I've said something doesn't smell right about all of this. So anyway, I am going to read Romney's book. I'm curious now to know what else is going on out there. Because honestly, Romney's book makes Trump look better. And I don't think that was Romney's intent. Got to give a shout out to Congressman Dan Newhouse of Washington. He's a Republican, and he's leading a large coalition of his fellow Republicans in the House, introducing a resolution today, and he's condemning New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham. By the way, the federal judge coming in yesterday and blocking this her gun ban. The resolution condemns Grisham, and rightfully so. Republicans, some Democrats, and Second Amendment advocates have heavily criticized Grisham, arguing her order infringes on constitutional rights, which it does. I'm reading this from Fox News. Newhouse says in a statement to Fox News Digital, the shocking move from Governor Grisham is a blatant subversion of the U.S. Constitution and a violation of her oath of office. While she deprives the citizens of New Mexico their right to bear arms. Well, good for you, Congressman. We need a little bit more fire in the bellies of those folks up there on Capitol Hill. So good for you. Good for you, sir. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up in the next hour, we've got some great guests, including our good friends, Kay Robertson from Duck Dynasty and her son, Al. There's a brand new movie about the early days of the Robertson family, and it talks a lot about Kay and Phil. We're going to be talking to them coming up in the next hour. You're going to want to check out this great interview. Also, Congresswoman Mary Miller is going to be here. Annie Downs, a New York Times bestselling author, is going to join us, and Congressman Mark Green, and hopefully we'll get some more intel on what happened in that closed door meeting earlier today with Speaker McCarthy. By the way, folks, I want to encourage you during the break here coming up, go over to the website or go to Amazon.com and get yourself a pre-ordered copy of the new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming. Had a chance to be on my good buddy Lars Larson's national radio show yesterday talking about the book. And, you know, Lars asked me a question. He says, Todd, you know, do you still have hope? Because it's getting ugly out there. And I told him, I didn't even miss a beat. I said, Lars, I always have hope. I really do. And I believe that if people are presented with the facts, if people are presented with the evidence, they're going to wake up and they're going to realize, holy cow, we're heading down a path that will lead to the destruction of America. But the good news is there's an off-ramp. And all we have to do is take advantage of that off-ramp, and it happens on Election Day. It was a good conversation with Lars, and I hope that you will consider helping us out as we try to make this the number one pre-order bestseller in America. Is that such a thing? I don't know, but we can use your help. So again, Amazon.com, and the name of the book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? That's Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? By the way, have you heard about this? Taco Bell, how much does it cost to feed a family of four at Taco Bell? Cut number 16.
I try not to complain too much, but we just went to Taco Bell and got food for four of us, and it was $53. This morning, we went to an upscale breakfast restaurant and got breakfast for all four of us, including an appetizer, and that was $66. So Taco Bell is almost the same exact price to feed a family of four as it is to go to an upscale breakfast restaurant. Make it make sense. I don't understand. I mean, I understand inflation's crazy, but this has to be greed. Taco Bell, I mean, we got three cheesy gordita crunches and they were $14. So they're like $4, $5 a piece now for a taco at Taco Bell.
Is he in the drive-thru?
A beefy five-layer burrito is $3.89. I don't understand how this can't be inflation. Taco Bell used to be like a dollar. You could get dollar. A beefy five-layer burrito was like $2. I don't know, man. Make it make sense. This is insane to me, the price. This has to be price gouging.
All right. He says so it's price gouging at Taco Bell. We're going to talk about this coming up in the next hour of the program. But I'm curious. Have you seen the prices go up? You know, the guy says, oh, it's price gouging. It's greed. I don't think it is greed. I have a thought about that. We will. I'll save it for the next hour. But I'm curious. What about you, ladies and gentlemen? Are you seeing the prices go up at Taco Bell? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's it. American
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, man, people are really complaining about Taco Bell. I have to confess, I haven't been there in years. It's been a long time. Now, Dylan, are you a connoisseur of Taco Bell? Do you go down to the, what is it, go south of the border?
I like that. No, Todd, I'm a picky eater, so I like the chicken tenders and fries.
Okay, so you're a chicken tenders and fries guy.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be over at Taco Bell.
No, but I have noticed in other places the prices have risen a little bit.
Well, it's true. Yeah. I mean, and one of the problems, so there's a guy, we're going to play this audio again. There's a guy, and I guess he had just come through the drive-thru of this Taco Bell, and he was really upset because it cost a lot of money to feed his family of four. Let's take a listen.
I try not to complain too much, but we just went to Taco Bell and got food for four of us, and it was $53. This morning, we went to an upscale breakfast restaurant and got breakfast for all four of us, including an appetizer, and that was $66. So Taco Bell is almost the same exact price to feed a family of four as it is to go to an upscale breakfast restaurant. Make it make sense. I don't understand. I mean, I understand inflation's crazy, but this has to be greed. Taco Bell, I mean, we got three cheesy gordita crunches and they were $14. So they're like $4, $5 a piece now for a taco at Taco Bell. A beefy five-layer burrito is $3.89. I don't understand how this can't be inflation. Taco Bell used to be like a dollar. You could get dollar, a beefy five-layer burrito was like $2. I don't know, man. Make it make sense. This is insane to me, the price. This has to be price gouging.
All right, so the guy says it's got to be price gouging. I don't think it is. And by the way, you have to factor into all of this these mandatory minimum wages. So you've got people down at the Taco Bell making, what, $15 an hour. That's what the minimum wage in some of these areas. So we don't know where this guy was ordering his gorditas from. But by the way, I looked it up. The cheesy gordita crunch is $4.79. But if you divide it up, it's not all that bad for a family of four. It's $13.25 per person. So my question is, how many tacos are these kids eating? Right? Because the taco is, I'm scrolling here. So the crunchy taco is $2.69. I don't like the crunchy tacos. You know, the shell, it splatters. And then you got the ground beef and you got those little nuggets of tomato. Yeah, I don't like that. Oh, the soft tacos, though, $1.79. And then if you want the soft taco supreme, that's where you get the little sour cream, and then you get tomatoes with the lettuce and the cheese. That's going to set you back $2.69. But still, I mean, it's not too terribly bad, but I guess if you do have a family of four, it's going to be a little expensive going out for dinner these days. But I don't think Taco Bell is actually out there running up the prices. You know what it is? It's got to be the soft drinks, and that's going to get you every time. Order water. Get the water. Or better yet, go down to your local Mexican restaurant and actually get the free chips and salsa and order the water and get a taco, and you're still going to be able to get out of there, what, $3 or $4 per person. Everybody's happy. Winner, winner, taco dinner. I'm just saying. Oh, by the way, did you hear, Dylan? This is exciting. Guy Fieri is coming to Memphis tomorrow.
That is very exciting.
I am very excited about this, and I'm also excited because we are going to be there.
Yeah.
So it's happening over at all of our Memphis listeners, Buster's Liquor, and they also have a really cool butcher shop there, too. So you got booze and beef at one location.
Not for free, though.
No, not for free. There's a price to pay.
Sadly.
Anyway, Guy Fieri is going to be there tomorrow. If you want, I guess call Buster's if you want to get information. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're excited to be there tomorrow. So all that to say, are you folks out there seeing the rise in prices? Has it caused you to take a pause and say, you know what, maybe we need to go down to Kroger and spend 88 cents on the old El Paso taco seasoning, get some ground beef, and do your own tacos at home? Might actually be healthier. And that doesn't even include how much, I mean, you got to buy an extra pack or two of Charmin, right? If you're going to Taco Bell, I'm just saying. You're going to be running for the border, so to speak. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, by the way, we have an update here on a story. So there is a soap company called Dove. Are you guys familiar with Dove? I'm not a big fan of their soap. It's a weird soap. I'm more of an Irish Spring guy. But anyway, Dove has partnered with a morbidly obese Antifa woman to be their spokesbabe. And here we go, cut number 17.
My belief is that we should be centering the voices and experiences of the most marginalized people and communities at all times. So when I think about what fat liberation looks like to me, it looks like centering the voices and the experiences of those who live in and who maneuver through spaces and institutions in a fat body. It looks like making accessible spaces and having conversations that are aware of the fact that people have different bodies and that they are interacting with space and people and institutions and communities in a different way. Fat liberation looks like fully embracing those differences and having those conversations instead of shying away from them. To learn more about fat liberation and the campaign for size freedom that Dove is supporting, visit dove.com/size freedom. Tap in, join the campaign, support the campaign. This is important and we should all be talking about it.
All right. So Dove is now partnering, and I said Antifa, I apologize. She's with Black Lives Matter. And she is a big promoter of fat liberation, which at first glance, I thought that was dieting, right? You want to liberate yourself from the fat. But no, that's not what this is. They want you to get even fatter. So this woman, her name is Zahana Bryant, and she is a community organizer. She is a student activist at the University of Virginia, and now she is a Dove ambassador, posting this message on her Instagram page. And she goes on to talk about her goal of ending the stigma of being overweight. And she says that her belief is that we should be centering the voices of the most marginalized people in the community. Well, maybe she ought to cut down on the margarine, right? And I'm just saying, it's, you know, I mean, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm doing Calitrin and having a great time with it. But I got to tell you something here. I want to be liberated from fat, too, but not in that way. I was trying to understand, why is Dove doing this, right? Why are they doing this? And it dawned on me. So Dove, you know, the soap, when you wash yourself, guess what happens? The soap gets smaller, right? So my thinking is, the bigger you are, the bigger the body mass, the quicker, I mean, you could end up using an entire bar of soap in one shower setting, right? So maybe Dove is doing this. They want the fat people of America to buy their product, so they will buy more of the product. Maybe that's what this is about. It could be a smart marketing move. I'm just saying. Fat liberation. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Andy, listening to us in North Carolina on WSIC. Hi, Andy. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Todd. I'm listening about the guy whining prices at Taco Bell. When you order, the prices are on the menu. Grow up, go to the grocery store, feed your family at home. It's still affordable if you know how to shop. And it's that way in any restaurant. Yes, my family has noticed prices going up and more. You can spend the same thing you'd spend at a fast food restaurant, go home, and you can cook two or three meals for the same price.
You know, Andy, it's a couple of weeks ago. Well, it's been about a month or so ago. I have a favorite pizza joint I love, and I was not in the mood to go and get the pizza. So I thought, you know what, I'll order it online, right? So I'm ordering, it was like a large pizza, and I'm one of these guys, I love eating the pizza for breakfast the next morning. I know that's incredibly unhealthy, but Andy, don't judge. And so anyway, I'm ordering, it was a large sausage pizza. And Andy, as soon as it totaled up all of the delivery charge fees and the mandatory tip and all this other kind of stuff, the gas surcharge, it was like $60 for a pizza. And you know what I did, Andy? I hit cancel. Yeah, I said, you know what? I don't need a sausage pizza that bad.
Yes, sir. I agree. If people would get back to the way things used to be and they act like their grandparents did, we'd all be a little bit better off.
There used to be a time, Andy, and I don't know if you remember these days, but going out was something that very rarely happened in families. And depending on how special the occasion, I mean, you knew you were doing something good if mom and dad took you to the Red Lobster.
That's true, and people need to wake up. DoorDash and delivery services have spoiled this country. And people need to get back to doing things the way they ought to be.
That's it.
That's why I called in.
Andy, it's a good message, and I appreciate you calling in. So, yeah, I got rid of the, I said no to that big old sausage pizza. I think I threw pepperoni in there, too. Ended up eating a bologna sandwich on white bread. Saved a few bucks. Let's go to William in North Carolina, wants to talk about these rising prices. Hey, William, what you got for us?
I second what Andy said. As far as that guy out there taking his family to Taco Bell, I got a suggestion. Go to the grocery store, buy the material yourself, make your own tacos, make it fun for the kids. You're teaching the kids how to fix their own meals, and you're eating cheaper in the first place. So, yeah, I second Andy. We need to get back to old times.
I'm with you on that, William. And again, you're looking at, so a pound of ground beef from Kroger is going to set you back $6. You're going to be able to feed your family of four. You would probably be able to find all the things you need for tacos for under $20.
Exactly. If you want real authentic Mexican food, go to a real Mexican authentic restaurant. But Taco Bell, that's fun, whatever. But go to the grocery store, make it yourself at home, cheaper, and have fun doing it, and probably better quality than Taco Bell because you know they're throwing it. I mean, that's the whole concept of fast food. They're throwing it together so fast to the point to where you really know if you're getting good quality or not.
You know, that's a fair point, William. I went down several years back on a cruise and ended up somewhere in Mexico. I think it was Cozumel. And I was wandering around and they had a little taco joint there. So I thought, you know, I'll go down there and sample some of the fare. And I ordered a gordita. I said, do you have the gordita? That was my jam back at Taco Bell in the day. They were like, what? They looked at me like I was crazy. What's a gordita? I think.
And four, Todd.
All right, William.
Appreciate you.
All right, take care now. 844-747-8868. We got to take a break. We will come right back to your calls. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dylan, you can testify to this. I was not taking a break during the break. I was working. I was doing research. I was Googling. I had my calculator out, my ink pen. I'm writing down numbers. So I literally just priced out a taco dinner for a family. And this is all about Kroger now, right? So don't get me on the prices. But Dylan, I'm talking about ground beef, soft shell tacos with all the fixings. You got the Mexican shredded cheese and the lettuce and the onion and the salsa and some chips on the side.
Let's hear it.
$24.20.
Wow.
And I'm going to throw in $3.19 for the heartburn medicine and also $7.99 for the six-pack of Charmin Ultra Soft.
Ooh.
So you're still getting in well under $50.
That toilet paper really took a hit, though.
Well, it's going to take a hit. Yeah, that's why it's got to be ultra strong. I'm just saying. So there you go. I mean, so again, folks, you got to do the math. All right, let's go to Bonnie in North Carolina. Hey, Bonnie, what say you?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Bonnie.
I'm good, too. I just wanted to say, to reiterate on what my husband called about, Andy, the family table. There's a lot to be said. It's priceless what you learn from your children sitting at the dinner table. And if the families would save their money and spend time with their children cooking and eating dinner, more than money they would save.
Bonnie, I think this may be the first time we've had a husband and a wife call in on the same show. So this is, you're making history here on the Todd Stearns program.
We feel very strongly about that.
Well, look, I do too. And I think there's something to be said for making sure that you are home cooking dinner with your family and sitting around the table and sharing a meal together. And I think that that really is important, especially in today's age. So, Bonnie, good for you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you.
We raised our kids.
How many kids?
We have two.
Wow.
A son and a daughter.
All right.
We never had to go to jail, pick them up, or never had to deal with drugs, and they are both assets to society.
That's fantastic. What does your family enjoy? What's their favorite meal to cook?
We enjoy doing old-fashioned cooking. My husband's is fried chicken.
All right.
Beans, potato salad.
Ooh, I like that. Country fried steak. My goodness. All right. Well, Bonnie, good for you. And that fried chicken and potato salad kept your kids out of the jail. So that's a good thing. So well done. All right. Let's go to Wyatt in our great Nevada Talk Network. Wyatt, what's going on out there in the desert?
It's actually cooling down a little bit, but we're dealing with it, you know. I talk to my restaurant clients here that advertise on our station, and they tell us something very interesting. They have seen a lot of their prices, input prices, double and triple for stuff like fryer oil and, you know, the ancillary stuff that you have to have, the napkins and all that stuff. And I was just looking here, restaurant prices, producer prices for food, up 13% over the past year.
So what does that tell you, Wyatt? So those, I mean, they have to pass along those prices, you know, those price increases to the customers, or they're going to be out of business.
Exactly. The restaurants are paying more, and that's why the prices at restaurants are going up. It's not greed. It's trying to keep up. You know, where we have seen prices go up, what, 8%? And their input prices are up 13%. That's not going to make it any easier to go out. And, you know, with food prices, again, 8% over the past year, you know, it's not going to be good to eat anywhere.
Well, Wyatt, as we illustrated, and we're coming up on a break so we can pay our bills. So you know how that goes, Wyatt. And so good hearing from you, my friend. What we may do on the side here is have the Todd Starn Show personal shopper. So if you want to save a few dollars, maybe we should do that, guys. We should just do a weekly segment where people call in and say, Todd, you know, I want to go to the Piccadilly for their hamburger steak, but it's like $30. And I will say, I can save you money. It's a public service of the Todd Starns radio program. All right. Hang tight, folks. Very excited. We've got some great guests coming up. The Robertsons. You're going to love this. Kay Robertson, Miss Kay, her son Al, right here on the Todd Starns Radio Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starns radio program, everybody. Oh, I am very excited about the next conversation we're going to have. Just watched the trailer for a powerful new film that's coming out, and this is really going to be one of those life-changing experiences for a lot of folks. The name of the film is called The Blind, and this is going to be an incredible, incredible movie that will change lives around the nation. And it tells the backstory of one of my favorite families in America, the Robertson family. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines right now, our good friend Al Robertson and, of course, the wonderful Miss Kay Robertson. Guys, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah.
And Miss Kay, hope you're doing well. I know you're pretty much spending most of your time in the kitchen cooking. I mean, every time we would watch the show, that's what you're doing now. Do you have a staff of people to do that for you now?
No, I'm still the main cook. I do have people to clean up. But I am, Phil and I both cook, and we do it, and we still like cooking. And sometimes we just cook little or something light, or we cook regular. But I do have people to help clean up, so that's good.
So just still regular folks over at the Robertson household. Is that right, Al?
That's it, man. I mean, they're still in the same house that I grew up in. a little, about a 1,200 square foot house that had four boys and mom and dad in one bathroom. And they're still there. And when you go out there and have a meal, it's still just as good as it was when I was a kid. Mom's not going to give up control of the kitchen, because even if you come in and try to help her, she's, now don't do it that way. Your hands are too big. They're too meaty. Quit doing that.
Is that true, Miss Kay?
That's true. Well, I tried to teach either Alex, I know I tried to teach Willie how to make a pie crust, and his big, meaty hands just kept burning the dough. They just wouldn't work. And I said, Willie, can't you do something about your hands? He said, Mom, I was born with hands like this. I can't change my hands. And I said, well, you have to work gentle with that pie crust. You're tearing it up. And he just started laughing. He said, oh, I can do it myself. You know, Mr. Everything. He thinks he can. So I said, well, you're another teacher.
The movie is called, and by the way, the website, folks, theblindmovie.com, theblindmovie.com. And, you know, Al, I'll start with you. This movie tells the backstory of what you know, America now knows to be the Duck Dynasty family.
Yeah, and you know, Todd, it obviously wasn't always so great as it turned out to be in the later years. And so it really does give you an idea. It starts with mom and dad as children and shows a lot of what they went through and some difficulties that then led to their teenage years when they found each other. And then really, you know, probably 8 to 10 years of just not being Christians and obviously not understanding relationship with God. And it became very difficult, and it was a really hard time in our lives. So when I was watching the film myself, you know, obviously, you know, watching, you know, your life play down on a movie screen was really interesting and different and unique and all that. But, you know, the what got me was the optimism and the hope that comes out of the film. And I have to say, the actress that played Mom in the film, to me, was my favorite, because she just captured Mom's optimism that even through the dark days, she wasn't going to give up. And so it just, you know, I came out of the movie, you know, even having lived it in my young life, as hopeful, you know, hopeful for not just our family, but a lot of other families.
Ms. Kay, what was that like for you watching the early years of your life with Phil being portrayed on the big screen?
Well, I cried from the time it started till it was over. So that gives you a little bit of idea. It was so true, and it was so real. And like Alan said, the girl looked by the several, three girls that played me, but I think the older one looked the most like me. And it was just like watching myself go through all that again. It was amazing, but it was also, you know, hard too.
You were, the movie portrays you meeting Phil, what, he was playing football and you were a cheerleader. Is that right?
That's correct.
Al, that was pretty impressive. Yeah, I mean, it was like one of these, it was like one of the made-for-TV movie moments.
Well, and you know, it was the way they tell it was like it showed on the film, that someone set it up, and they talk about walking somebody off the football field. And, of course, I guess that's something from their era. I've never heard of that before, but that was the deal. I mean, it was set up that night, you know, that Dad would walk Mom off the field, and that was the I guess the moment that started everything and changed everything for us and our family. So I'm glad somebody set that up, whoever that was. Thanks for doing that.
What was that? What was that experience like, Miss Kay? The moment, the defining moment that really changed the direction of your family.
Well, you know, I had always in my mind pictured and had it planned what my mate would be like. And it's so weird that when I saw Phil at school, I liked the way he looked and everything, but then I found out, you know, he was a quarterback, which I've always loved football, even as a girl. And then when I found out that he hunted and he fished, just like my daddy did, that was just like the icing on the cake for me. I really, really liked everything about him. But back then, in those days, you didn't make a move to the guy. He had to make the move to you. So an upperclassman, and I know just what she looks like. I don't know if I can recall everything about her. But she decided that we would make a really cute couple. So we had a thing back then where you walked the cheerleader. I was the cheerleader, but she said, he wants you to walk him off the field. And I said, he does? And she said, yeah. Well, she told Phil that I wanted to walk him off the field. So she set us up, more or less. And I don't know, when we got out there and when I walked him off, we just started talking and everything seemed to fit. Now, it wasn't so easy the whole rest of the time, but for that moment, it was a great way to hook us up. And like I say, we didn't even do it. That upperclassman girl did it.
You know, Al, when you were watching the movie, was there a particular scene that was that really did it for you?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things. One is I mentioned about Mom, but, you know, I love the cinematography. It's beautiful.
It really is.
Film. It's filmed mostly in northwest Louisiana, and it just, you know, shows the beauty of the swamps and how Dad grew up and then how I grew up the same way. And so it really did a great job of showing why Dad loved the outdoors so much. So that was one thing that got me. But obviously the pivotal scene in the movie is when Dad gets to his breaking point. You know, we're gone. He's kicked us out. You know, we're not even living together. And he's just holed up somewhere in the swamp. And one night he just realized that his life was a mess. And so it's very powerfully captured in the film when he came to his breaking point. And so I think as we were watching it, you know, we've heard the story before, you know, about him coming to his point, but getting to actually visualize it and watch a really talented actor do it, it was very powerful in the movie. And we realized that if he had never gotten to that bottom place, that rock bottom, that he would have never wanted to come out and connect and then, you know, our lives be changed and become a dynasty from there, you know.
Ms. Kay, what do you hope people take away from watching this film?
Well, I hope they'll take away, number one, that there is a God, and he does work, and he can do anything, but it's all on his time. It's not, we want it to be our time. And I know that 10 years that I waited for Phil, I just kept thinking, Lord, I want to follow you. I don't exactly know how to do it, but I want to, and I want our marriage to be right.
The movie is The Blind. It's in theaters September 28th. It is based on the life of Phil and Kay Robertson from Duck Dynasty. And you can get more information at theblindmovie.com. And Al, real quick, we also understand, and I think we may have lost Miss Kay there, but Al, I understand that churches can also schedule the movie to be shown as well.
That's right. And you can go to the website and figure out how to do that and connect with that. We're really wanting people to see this film as a ministry opportunity. Like I said, it's a movie of hope, of redemption, not just Dad, but also Mom, you know, because I cried probably the hardest in the scene where she finally loses hope. And so there's a lot of moments, I think, that can connect with families. And so we encourage churches, get your folks watching this, bring somebody who you may not be able to get to go to church, but will see a movie about the Robertsons. So it's going to be a great ministry opportunity.
I completely agree with that. And folks, again, if you have a church and you would like information on broadcasting the film, just go to theblindmovie.com, theblindmovie.com, and all the information is there. Al, everybody else in the family doing well? Give us a big update on how folks are doing.
Oh, fantastic. Sadie just had her second child and also had a huge live originally event in Monroe. 3,000-plus young women from all across America came. I heard they baptized over 300 people. Just, you know, it continues to be an amazing family. Uncle Si is doing fantastic, still being Crazy Si, as well as my brothers. We have a podcast that we enjoy doing. So it's all still really, you know, God has built an amazing platform, and now we get to do a lot of spiritual stuff that we didn't necessarily get to do with the show, but the show made it possible.
Well, it sure did, and that's just awesome. Congratulations again. It's really a terrific film, and I know lots of people are going to go see it, and it's a great story about redemption and God's good grace.
It is, and I said this off air, Tyler. You're one of my favorite people. I know your listeners know this, but you're as class act as they come, and I appreciate you. I appreciate our friendship through the years and what you do with your family as well.
Well, I sure do appreciate that. Next time you're in Memphis, you got to drop by. The ribs are on me.
I'm going to be there, but they don't come any better than Memphis Ribs.
That's true. That is true. All right, Al Robertson, everybody, and what a great movie. Got to take a break.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, a little bit of breaking news here while we were chatting with the Robertsons. The Hunter Biden case has taken a turn. We can now report Hunter Biden has been indicted on gun charges. So this is a big deal, and Hunter Biden facing, we understand, three counts. We'll have some information up on our website momentarily. But again, the breaking news, Hunter Biden has now been indicted on gun charges. And we'll see how all of this plays out. Again, folks, you got to follow the bunny trail here, all right? We're being left a lot of clues as to what's going down in Washington, D.C. right now. And the effort is to now, they were going to gently nudge the big guy. They were going to gently nudge little Uncle Joe off to the old folks' home. But Joe Biden is not going quietly. Actually, it's Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden who's not going quietly. If it were up to her, it would be like Weekend at Bernie's, and she would just prop up the president's corpse, and she would be running the country. This woman is really, I mean, these people, anybody in the immediate Biden family who turns a blind eye to what the entire country sees, this is nothing more than elder abuse. That's what that is. Shame on all of them. But again, this is a soulless family. These people, to put a family member, an aging family member, and I know there are a lot of issues in that family. I get it. With the showers, with the daughter, and the sniffing of the children, and the whole nine yards, I get it. It's not the Brady Bunch over there. But that's still no excuse to treat an old person like that. So anyway, Hunter Biden officially indicted on gun charges. He was charged with making a false statement in the purchase of a firearm. He was charged with making a false statement related to information required to be kept by a federal firearms licensed dealer, and one count of possession of a firearm by a drug addict. So that's what Hunter Biden is looking at right now. Now, go back to July. That's when the original plea deal just fell apart, and the judge knew something was up, trying to pull a fast one on her. But she's a smart one there. The Judge Noriega is her name. Anyway, we will keep you updated on that, but this is a developing story. Hunter Biden could be going to jail. I have a question for you. How many of you good people out there use paper straws? Have you been to a restaurant where you sit down, you order your iced tea, the house wine of the South, and they bring you the straw, you put the straw in, and you take a slurp of your tea, and immediately your tongue is repelled? Has that happened to you? So this has happened to me a time or two, and now I always check. I check before I slurp. And there's a big study out now about paper straws. This is from USA Today, and it turns out that paper straws may be more dangerous for you than the plastic straws. According to USA Today, a new study from the journal Food Additives and Contaminants, can't say I've seen that particular magazine. Food Additives and Contaminants found evidence of dangerous chemicals in a majority of both paper and bamboo straws. Oh, I haven't done a bamboo straw, but I'm not a big fan of Thai food. It doesn't sit well with me. Scientists in Belgium tested 39 brands of straws made from paper, bamboo, plastic, and stainless steel. Oh, those are even worse. The straws found in shops, supermarkets, and restaurants across the country. Of the straws tested, almost all contained some dangerous chemicals. And by the way, these chemicals are used to make the products water resistant. Well, let me say this. Not only is the paper straw going to kill you and maybe give you cancer, but it's not water resistant. You take three slurps and all of a sudden your straw has disintegrated and your mouth is full of straw paper. And now we know it's, I guess, cancerous. That's terrible. Paper straws were the most likely to contain, it's called PFAS, 18 out of 20. 90% of paper brands testing positive. They were also found in 4 out of 5 bamboo straws and 3 out of 4 plastic straws and 2 out of 5 glass straws. 18 different PFASs were detected in total. So in other words, if you use a paper straw, you could die. I think that's the bottom line here. Or I don't know, you could grow some sort of a mutation on your lips or tongue. I don't know. But it's serious enough that USA Today is covering, and they never cover any of this stuff because they, we have to drink from the paper straws to save the dolphins. Yeah, I'd like to see a dolphin put one of those paper straws in their blowhole. I don't think they'd do it because I think even the dolphins know something's up here. Look at those crazy humans. What are they doing? What are they putting in your mouth? May as well smoke the straw. Get lung cancer while you're at it. Unbelievable. This is why God made plastic straws. We were not intended to drink our iced tea through a paper straw. I'm just saying, it's in the Bible. Look it up. All right, we got to take a break here. Coming up, we've got some great guests. Congressman Mark Green is going to be here. Also, Annie Downs, New York Times bestselling author, has an incredible podcast. That sounds fun. No, that's the name of our podcast. That sounds fun. But it's going to be a fun conversation as well. All right, we'll be right back, everybody.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the big show. Good to have you with us today. Got a message during the break asking about Phil and Kay Robertson and the movie, and you can actually go back and listen to that interview if you sign up for our free podcast. So be sure to check that out. It's usually up and posted within about a half an hour after the show concludes, so around 3:30 Eastern you should be able to download that interview. But we would love for you to sign up for our podcast and our newsletter, some free resources just for you. Well, a lot going on this hour of the program. The word coming in just a few moments ago, Hunter Biden indicted on 3 gun-related charges. So we'll keep you updated there. No other information at this point. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, we're going to be talking to Congressman Mark Green, and hopefully he'll give us a rundown of what happened in that closed-door meeting earlier today. I do want to go to the phones, though. We've had a fellow holding on for a while wanting to weigh in on Biden's impeachment. Let's go to Georgia. WDUN Fred joins us. Hi, Fred. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I'll try to stay on point here. For some reason, I got tacos on my mind right now.
But
look, I'm going to ask you a question here. If the Republicans in the Congress could get enough nerve to impeach him and send it to the Senate, I think this is a great opportunity for the Democrats to get rid of him. I mean, they don't want him to run. They're trying to get rid of him. They're running out of options. You know, if they were to get him off to the side and go, hey, look, we think we might have enough Democrat votes to impeach you. You need to resign. That might do it. If not, they need to go ahead and impeach him. The Republicans will take the hit for that. If they don't do that, the only other option they got is to invoke the 25th Amendment on him, and that's going to be even worse for them. So I just wondered what you thought about that. I mean, I think now's a great time to send that to the Senate. You know, there just might be enough people up there to go, you know, we're tired of this. He's not going to step down. Maybe we'll get lucky and they'll get rid of him. And, you know, life goes on.
Well, it could be. And look, I understand at the end of the day, he's not going to be impeached. The Senate's not going to find him guilty. Right. There's not going to be a trial. So that's not going to happen. So if you're in the Senate and you're a Republican, you're looking at the House right now and you're going, okay, this is ridiculous. You know, this is a waste of time. So, but again, it is the principle. And if in fact they've got the goods, then let's go ahead and go after the guy. I mean, if in fact they've got the evidence, I'm not too sure they've got the evidence, Fred. And the reason I say that is because Hunter Biden has yet to be subpoenaed. I mean, you know, we have yet to impeach anybody, Alejandro Mayorkas. And I just don't think they have the stomach for it. And I don't, when I say they, I mean the Speaker. I don't think Kevin McCarthy has the stomach, has the fortitude to do this. I don't think he wants to go down this road.
That was the worst mistake the Republicans ever made, was putting him as Speaker of the House. You know, when you've got a Speaker that gets more Democrat votes than Republicans, and it went the way it did, you know, he's indebted to them. He's not going to do anything. That was a mistake. But in my opinion, I would send it up there anyway. You know, I don't know. I mean, to me, they're running out of options here. You know, I mean, if they want to get rid of him, you know, I don't know how else they're going to do it.
Well, the Democrats, so clearly the message was either received and rejected by Biden, or the message was received and he's clueless. But they want him out, and they do not want him to run for a second term. And Biden and his team are ignoring those directives. And so I think you're going to continue to see these things pile up. So yesterday we had the Washington Post columnist. You've got CNN that's turning on Biden right now. You've got the indictments that just were handed down a few moments ago. This is only going to continue to pile up. And finally, at some point, Barack or Susan Rice or someone will go to Joe and they'll say, look, here's the deal. All of this goes away if you promise that you're not going to run in 2024. They're building the case against him. And the issue, though, is not necessarily Joe. I think it's the wife. And I think she wants all the perks that come with being a first lady.
Well, I agree with that 100%. You know, I'm thinking, though, if they could make him think that maybe there's enough people, Democrats in the Senate that might go along with the impeachment, maybe it'll give him an opportunity to retire with a little, and maybe to be able to save face a little bit, because they're going to get rid of him. And I don't know any other way they're going to be able to do it unless something with this Hunter Biden thing and all these bribes he's taken. You know, if something like that doesn't come, you know, I don't know what they're going to do other than invoke the 25th Amendment on him, or they're expecting him to drop dead before the next election. I don't know what they're thinking about doing, But I don't think Joe is willingly going to just step aside and go, okay, I'm not. You know, I think he has got it put in his mind that he's doing a great job.
Here's the canary in the coal mine moment. When Hillary Clinton invites Joe Biden to go paddleboarding, that's the moment. That's all right, Fred, we got to run. Appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. 844-747-8868. Hey, by the way, Matt Gaetz writing on X, he says, the truth is that Kevin, talking about McCarthy, controls his own fate. So instead of emotionally cursing, by the way, McCarthy cussed him out behind closed doors today. So Gaetz is saying, instead of emotionally cursing, let's do this. Single subject spending bills. Term limits vote. Balanced budget vote. Release the J6 tapes to all. They still haven't done that, by the way. And the last, subpoena Hunter. We must begin immediately. Pull yourself together, Kevin. Do you think Speaker McCarthy needs to go? He's not living up to what he promised. So does he stay or does he go? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Doug in Illinois. Wants to weigh in on Biden. Hey, Doug, what you got for us?
Hey, Todd, I had a thought. Even if they don't actually impeach him, but by doing the impeachment inquiry, if I'm not mistaken, that gives them subpoena power to actually try to get the evidence that they're trying to find. Right now, they can ask for bank records and stuff, and they can tell them no. But once they get the subpoena power, then they can still tell them no, but they have more power, more authority to try to actually dig up more dirt on Joe Biden.
Could be, but, I mean, we're running, you know, now the clock is ticking, Doug. So at some point, you know, it's going to be a moot point, and we may already be there. I mean, you know, we're coming up on 2024. Do they want to be knee-deep in these investigations going into the elections? I don't even think the conservative Republicans want that.
Yeah, well, I guess I think, I've got a sister-in-law that's a flaming liberal, and when I talk to her about stuff, you know, about Joe Biden, you know, holding the money till they fired the attorney, and she's like, well, that never happened. I've seen the video. And maybe if they dig up this information, get it out in the public, even if they don't actually impeach him, but get this information out to where the liberals, it's going to make the mainstream news, and maybe more of this stuff will actually get out.
It's a fair point you bring up, Doug, but I'm telling you, the average American is not plugged in. They don't know any of this stuff. And it's really shocking when you sit down and people will ask me a question, and it's incredulous that people don't even know the basics of the Hunter Biden story or the scandal. You know, people are just not paying attention to the news like they used to, and I think a lot of people have just zoned out.
Yeah, well, people are kind of getting burned out on it.
Which is,
I don't listen to any of the mainstream news. I mean, I get my news from you and on American Family Radio. So I don't know what these guys are saying on MSNBC and all that. But then the liberals aren't listening to you. So except guys that want to call up and complain to you about.
Oh, they listen. They love that. Yeah, and that's a good point. You know, Doug,
and I love the way you put them in their place.
Well, you're kind to say that. And Doug, invite people to listen in. You know, and that's really, you know, when people listen to our program, we're going to have a good time, but we're going to share news and information with you. And hopefully equip folks so that you can get out there and you can wage battle against the leftist. So, Doug, good hearing from you, and hope things are going well in Illinois. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back to the phones, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit. And also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Oh, have you heard about what happened on The View today? Apparently, everybody's talking about this. I don't watch The View. The squawking magpies? Mm-mm. Way too much testosterone in that bunch. So anyway, Whoopi Goldberg making some headlines when she asked a question about Alyssa Farah, who is one of the co-hosts. She's allegedly the Republican. Here's how that went down. Cut 22.
Disregard for people.
Are you pregnant?
No. Oh my God. Where did you say that from? You can't say that when my mother-in-law is here, who's been dying for me to get pregnant.
Why would you say that?
Why do I look pregnant?
Yes. I just got a.
Did you get the glow?
I just got a vibe.
It's on my tummy.
I'm so sorry.
Can we take bets? Can we take bets at the table?
Oh my God.
I'm very open to being pregnant soon. I am not blessed to be pregnant yet.
Okay.
Are you sure? Thinking about it.
They're working on it. I'm pretty sure.
Forgive me. You have this. I see
we
a
load of me brightness back.
Take it. I will take it.
I'll take a test when I get home just to be sure.
We like babies at The View.
Okay.
We get baby showers.
Will be named Whoopi.
Yeah, don't do that to the baby.
but on another note, with Romney.
Is Romney pregnant?
Oh my word. Whoopi just wouldn't stop. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure, Whoopi. What are you saying? Are you saying I'm fat, Whoopi? Is that what you're saying? Isn't that weird? Ladies of the audience here, correct me, but you're never, ever supposed to ask a woman if she's pregnant, especially if it turns out that she's not pregnant, right? Isn't that the rule of thumb? And we were always told, in guy school, you know, when we were growing up, we were always told, you know, if the lady says, honey, does this dress make me look fat? You look beautiful, baby. You look beautiful. Never seen anybody more gorgeous. You could be Miss America. All right, well, don't push it. But you know what I'm saying is you've got to, you know, that's dangerous territory. I'm just saying. So anyway, Whoopi. So Whoopi says that apparently Alyssa Farah Griffin looks like she's pregnant, and she's a very thin woman. So, kudos to Alyssa for not asking Whoopi, well, what about you? What do the triplets do? Whoopi is, what's the appropriate phrase, ladies? Is it big boned? No, I don't think we can. No, it's not big boned. Full figured? Yeah, I think that's it. Full figured. She's a full figured gal. Whoopi is. So they're just out of nowhere. Unbelievable. By the way, I used to work with Alyssa's mom. She was my editor in Sacramento years ago when I was a reporter and a news anchor. And Judy Farah is her name. Great journalist. Worked for the Associated Press for a number of years. But anyway, I wonder what Judy says. I got to text Judy after the show. Find out what's going on here. All right, 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, President Trump was on Megyn Kelly's podcast yesterday and made a little bit of news. Megyn Kelly asking him about Anthony Fauci, cut number 19.
Fire Anthony Fauci was because he'd been there for a long time, that you would have taken heat, that it would have created a firestorm, quoting your words. Then for the first time in May,
I also said I didn't listen to him too much.
I'm getting there. But then in May, you started saying, well, he's a civil servant, so I couldn't technically. The truth is, though, not only did you not fire Fauci, who is loathed by many, many millions of Republicans in particular, but also some Democrats.
By the way.
You made him a star. You made him a star. This is the criticism of you, that you made him the face of the White House coronavirus task
force. You think so?
That he was out at every presser, that he was running herd for the administration on COVID, and that you actually gave him a presidential commendation before you left office. Wouldn't you like a do-over on that?
I don't know who gave him the commendation. I really don't know who gave him the commendation.
Presidential commendation. One went off to Mark
Somebody
Milley,
probably.
Well, actually, he did, to be honest there. He did. So, look, early days of the China virus, I'm willing to give President a partial pass here. Nobody knew what was going on. Nobody. Nobody knew. Eventually, we did know. But, you know, in the early days of the pandemic, nobody knew. They wanted, 2 weeks? Then it was 4 weeks, and then it was 6 weeks, and that's when my radar went off. But I'm wondering if people are going to hold that. Are people going to hold that over President Trump? I mean, there are some Republicans out there who are very upset over the president and his handling of the China virus. Cut number 25, please.
But I have people on the other side. Not my side, although probably there are some on my side, too. They said, you saved 100 million people because I got it done in 9 months as opposed to 5 years to 12 years. A lot of people.
You're proud of it.
No, I'm not proud of it. I'm saying what Democrats think. Democrats.
I get it. I mean, and I'm not somebody who denies some of the good that the vaccines did. I lived through that, too. Of course, a lot of people have been vaccine injured. And that's one of the questions. Those people are mad that they were rushed through and that they can't sue.
Well, I never gave mandates, and people have to make up their own, make their own decision. As far as I'm concerned, now some places had mandates, very strong mandates, largely Democrat governors, and probably some Republicans, et cetera, et cetera. But there are Democrats that say, "Why aren't you talking about that?" It's one of the they really believe strongly. One said, "You say," and this is very smart people. They said, "You saved 100 million people worldwide." In 1917, it could have been as much as 100 million. It ended the First World War because all the soldiers were dying of this horrible disease of 1917. You know, it actually ended the First World War. The soldiers were dying. They were on the lines. They're fighting and they're dying of this horrible disease. They said, "You might have saved 100 million people, 50 million people. Why aren't you talking about it?" I said, "I'm not talking about it." But what I did do is I got something done for that specific thing. I also got Regeneron and I got a lot of therapeutics done, which were great. I also got the robes and the leather and the rubber and all of the different things, the ventilators. Mm-hmm. We did a tremendous job. And it's never, they appreciated what I did with the economy. I got a lot of good marks on economy. I got a lot of good marks on a lot of things. Rebuilding the military, getting rid of ISIS, the biggest tax cuts in history.
Supreme Court.
I never got, I think, the credit that I deserved on COVID.
All right. So I'm just curious here, and I want to hear from our audience. How do you think President Trump did handling the China virus? Because he does bring back a lot of stuff, and going back to that time period, there was a lot of confusion. There was a lot of need, and Trump fast-tracked a lot of that. But I am curious, you think the president did a good job handling the China virus? 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, by the way, now Fauci's now admitting that the vaccine causes myocarditis. As one of the people who got that vaccine and had myocarditis, thanks a lot, sir. Thanks a lot, Tony Fauci. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, folks, just a reminder, Greg Kelly, his show Moving on Newsmax, now 9 o'clock Eastern, and you can watch that program exclusively on Newsmax. 6 o'clock, Greta Van Susteren kicks off primetime, followed by Rob Schmidt and Eric Bolling. Newsmax, they tell you the truth every day, ladies and gentlemen, and they're getting very close to beating CNN and the ratings. By the way, millions of people leaving Fox News and they're listening to Newsmax now. President Trump says that's what he does. He watches Newsmax, and you can find it on all major cable systems. If your cable system does not carry Newsmax, just give them a call and say, hey, I want you to pick up Newsmax. Millions have made the switch, including yours truly, and we greatly appreciate you doing that. All right, very excited to have a special guest, a New York Times bestselling author, an incredible podcast host, and she's got a new children's book coming out celebrating the uniqueness of every child. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to Annie Downs. Hi, Annie. How are you today?
Hi, Todd. I'm so glad to get to chat with you again.
Oh, it's always a lot of fun. And, of course, you're that's kind of what you're in the business of doing. I mean, you're the professional,
right?
I mean, that's the name of your podcast. That sounds fun.
That's exactly right. Listen, if there's one thing to be known for, why not be known for helping people have fun?
No, I love this. And I get this question a lot. You know, is there a way to have fun, you know, with the chaos in the culture right now? Is there still a way to find ways to have fun?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. I think it's one of the best things that we actually bring to the world. People who are looking at the world through lenses of light, not lenses of darkness, actually can help people look and say, hey, listen, there's fun to be had. It doesn't have to be debauchery. It doesn't have to take away from your rest and your peace and your joy. But man, we can really increase it, and it helps with community. It helps with relationships. It is still absolutely worth pursuing.
So you've got this great new book out, and of course you had this incredible bestseller in 2021, What Sounds Fun to You, and now there's a new children's book out, So Happy to Know You. Tell us what the book's about.
I mean, you can hear in the title, right, Todd? The idea was we just want kids to hear the story, to read the story, and think, what does make me different than everybody else that makes everyone so happy to know me? Like, what is it about us? I think one of my insecurities growing up and even into my teens was, if I'm not like everyone else, am I not likable? And we think that's just a kid problem, but we know when we've gotten to adulthood that we still deal with comparison and deal with competition. And so I thought, man, what would I go back and say to 9-year-old Annie that would help 40-year-old Annie, right? And so this idea of like, man, you were made the way God meant for you to be made. Like, run in that lane and appreciate the uniqueness about you. And that is what will help us change the world, is when everybody runs in their lane.
So I didn't realize this, but you're a former elementary school teacher, and you're actually doing something pretty cool for teachers.
Yeah, that's right. I taught in a public school in Georgia for 5 years. And so one of the things we decided to do is, as people pre-order the book, if they go to sohappytoknowyou.com, there's a place to submit your favorite elementary school teacher, the one that your kid has now, the one that they had last year. And we are going to pick 50 of those across the United States and just send them a signed book and a couple of other goodies just as like a thank you. Our teachers are working so hard. You know, Todd, our teachers are working so hard and really filling in a lot of roles that they didn't necessarily sign up to do in the beginning, but they're doing it and they're serving our kids beautifully. And I just want to do something to help my old coworkers.
Well, I think this is terrific, and you can go to the website, sohappytoknowyou.com, that's sohappytoknowyou.com, and you can enter the name of a teacher up until September 18th. That's the cutoff date, so be sure to nominate a teacher that means something to you. You know, Annie, when you're writing these children's books, I was wandering through the children's section of our local, we have a great independent library in Memphis. And I was really shocked at the number of politicized books for kids. And there really just weren't storybooks for kids that just have a good message.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of my real goals is, can we have books? Can I write books? Can our team help put books in hands that will fit well in public schools as well as Sunday schools in cities and out in where it's more rural. Like, how can we start telling stories that are not politicized, that are not one message that a parent has to be concerned about whether this is what they want their kid to hear? And instead we go, man, here's a book that just reminds them that the way they were made was exactly right, that God knew what he was doing from the start. And it's really hard to find any complaints with that kind of message.
It's a message that every child needs to know. And that's why, folks, we've got to get a copy of this book into the hands of kids across America. SoHappyToKnowYou.com is the website. Now, Annie, again, so happy to know you, but I did not know this about you, that you apparently enjoy boiled peanuts.
Oh, Todd, you know, I'm a Georgia girl who lives like you in Tennessee now. Boiled peanuts are a specialty that we do down here. And especially now that it's football season, this is the time to find your favorite gas station and see if they have made you any boiled peanuts lately and get you some.
I ran into somebody who had moved down here from another state, and they have never lived in the South. And I was explaining to them about boiled peanuts, and they're like, oh, can I get that at like Trader Joe's or Whole Foods? And I said, that's pretty much what I did. I laughed.
Yes.
No, it's got to be a gas station.
But that's not where they're the best.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. But it's true that we have an old school Southern grocery store chain here called Super Low. And they have, like, if you want chitlins, they've got like five or six different varieties.
Yeah.
I mean, they got everything. But sure enough, yes, I never knew that you can actually buy boiled peanuts in the supermarket, but you apparently can.
I mean, my whole life, we only grew up buying them from gas stations until I learned, truly, I'm with you, I learned maybe 2 years ago that on the bottom shelf of the Kroger, there's a yellow can of boiled peanuts. I had no idea.
Who knew? Now, do you do it with the Coca-Cola, or are you a Pepsi girl?
Oh, Coca-Cola, of course. Of course, of course. We got to keep it true to my Atlanta roots.
Oh, that's fair enough. Fair enough. That's, well, who knew? All right, so the next time you're in Memphis, the boiled peanuts are on me.
Oh, I would love it, Todd. I'd love it. Count me in.
Okay. Well, look, congratulations on this book, Annie. Just, folks, an incredible writer, great podcaster, and you've got to go check out this great new book, SoHappyToKnowYou.com. Annie, always appreciate you coming on the program.
Thank you, Todd. I'm real grateful for you.
All right. There you go, folks. Great lady, Annie Downs. Annie F. Downs, by the way, lives in Nashville now, but she does the boiled peanuts. I mean, you got to love somebody who still does the boiled peanuts like the way they're supposed to. And by the way, it is true. You only should get them from a roadside gas station. I mean, that's really, there's a rule about it. By the way, have you guys had Kool-Aid pickles yet? Those are apparently a delicacy in the Mississippi Delta, and they actually, if you go into some of the gas stations out there, what they do is they take those big pickle jars. Have you seen those in the country grocery stores? And then you've got the pickled eggs, and you got the pickled pig's feet, and then they got the big, big jar of pickles. And what they do is they pour Kool-Aid powder into the pickle jar, and it's kind of like a sweet, sour thing. But the only issue for me is that the pickles take on the color of the Kool-Aid. So if you're going for purple, if you're going for grape, strawberry, you know, you're going to be eating a giant red or purple pickle. I'm just saying, it's actually okay. It's not great. I would rather stick with the boiled peanuts. And Annie is correct. You got to drink a Coke with it. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, folks, just a reminder, head over to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and pre-order a copy of my new book. It'll officially be on bookshelves in March, but the pre-orders are now underway. Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? President Trump was kind enough to write the introduction to the book, and we're just incredibly thankful for that. So again, get that over at Amazon or wherever you buy your books. We've been talking for quite some time about the chaos in the classroom and a lot of this obscene material, and our next guest wants to do something about it. He is a great American patriot from the 7th Congressional District here in Tennessee. Also, he is the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, and I want to go and welcome our good friend Congressman Mark Green. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Thanks, Todd. It's always great to hear your voice and be on your show.
You know, Congressman, before we jump into all of this, lots of headlines being made by the meeting earlier today with Speaker McCarthy. Curious to get your take on how that all turned out.
Well, it was a really good laydown by the three chairmen who are investigating the Biden side. You know, I'm investigating the Mayorkas side of the chaos of this administration, but the three committees that are investigating Hunter Biden and, of course, the nexus to the then vice president, now president, each gave a presentation, and it was very informative. I think we're headed in the right direction, and an impeachment inquiry, I mean, we needed that weeks ago, but we got it now. We're moving forward.
Two other quick questions. First, is the speaker's job safe?
You know, I think it is, but it's because he still has the vast majority of the people supporting him. So what will happen if there is a motion to vacate the chair? It'll just throw it back into continuous votes because I think the majority of the conference is with Kevin. So however many people demand a vote, it's still going to be a vote for Kevin, I think. But that process will work itself out and we'll see. But again, my perception is that the vast majority of conference is with him.
And how are we looking for a government shutdown here? You think that's going to happen, or are we going to be able to reach some sort of an agreement?
The challenge is going to be, of course, the Senate. We're probably going to hopefully, I mean, I certainly told them I wouldn't vote for it unless it was on there. Get the border security bill that I passed earlier this year on the continuing resolution. If we can do that, then I'll support a continuing resolution. But the Senate, of course, you know, it's run by the Democrats, and they see a government shutdown as a win for them. So it's the chances of a government shutdown, I think, are pretty high.
All right. Congressman Mark Green on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, you have reintroduced some legislation that would address this obscene material in classrooms and libraries. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited about this because there's, one, an incredible need. The American Library Association is run by a bunch of Marxists who want to poison our children with pornography. They're pushing this to libraries, and the books are showing up in Tennessee, and they clearly meet the standards for obscene material that our state has established. So we wrote a bill, and as you know, Todd, I'm a big Constitution guy, so I like the separation between the federal government and the state government. My goal was to write a bill that left the states in charge, but basically where the federal government sends money, I want to control that. So, you know, ultimately I'd love to see the Federal Department of Education undone. We don't need a Federal Department of Education. But while we have it and while we're writing checks, we should not send any money to a school system that's violating its own state obscenity laws and pornography laws. So we're letting the state sort of set the standard, but we're going to pull the federal dollars if you're violating your state's standards. And I thought that was the best way to be as federalist as possible, federalism as possible. And so, yeah, we've got that bill, and in the midst of this debate, we're hearing this all over the country. I think we got a strong chance of it passing the House.
Well, I'm a big fan of this, and you know, we were talking about it earlier in the program. There's a school district in Virginia. The school said, "Moms, dads, you have no right to know what we're teaching your preschoolers." And they went to court, and a judge agreed and said, "Parents do not have that right." So I think at some point we're going to need some common sense legislation to protect these kids in the classroom and really restore the rights of moms and dads.
You know, the fact that a court would rule that state obscenity laws can be violated for this purpose is just incredibly, it's just unbelievable. I can't imagine on appeal that wins at the Supreme Court, and hopefully the schools, you know, the parents will appeal this thing, and we can get them some assistance to do that. But you, the judges are, it really depends on which president puts the judges in these days. You know, the ideology in our two parties are so divergent now. And we just have to push back because these are the youngest, the most precious. There we have to protect them, and this stuff is obscene. I mean, the fact that at the Pride Parade in New York City, you know, you got four or five men walking down the street naked, that's an act of obscenity in front of children, and people did nothing. I mean, we cannot accept this. Where we're going with this is poison for the country.
No doubt about it. Real quick here, Congressman, a couple of other things we wanted to get to. We understand the Biden administration is trying to protect mussels. Is that right? Mussels at the border?
No, what the Biden administration is trying to do is keep a wide open border so they can try to fundamentally change the country and empower themselves into perpetuity. And they will do anything. They will allow human trafficking. They will, in fact, they'll aid and abet human trafficking. They will aid and abet criminal cartels to get fentanyl into our country and kill Americans. And they will resurrect some false claim about muscles along the border to keep wall from being built. They will do anything they can because this is their guarantee to power for the rest of a very long time.
Unbelievable. We've got about 90 seconds here, and I know that yesterday, big hearing on the human cost of what's happening at the border with Secretary Mayorkas turning a blind eye to the invasion.
We had Tim Ballard from the movie Sound of Freedom talking about human smuggling. We had a mom who lost her child to fentanyl, and we had a Border Patrol agent's wife talking about the stress that are on those folks down there with this open border. It was an amazing hearing. We actually had the Democrats deflecting back to Trump, which was a good sign. They weren't defending Mayorkas' policies at all. Several of them even admitted that there was a crisis at the border. That's a big shift. But when you've got Mayor Adams and the governor of Massachusetts all screaming, they really, we've got them over a barrel there. But, we made some headway yesterday. The witness, Tim Ballard, former investigator with Homeland Security Investigations, said yes, Mayorkas is aiding and abetting the criminal cartel. So that was huge, a big win yesterday in the committee.
All right. Well, Congressman, wow, we got a lot packed into that, and I know it's a busy day for you up on Capitol Hill. We look forward to seeing you back here in your home state.
Can't wait, Todd. Take care, and thanks for having me on.
All right, appreciate that, and keep up the great work, Congressman. Mark Green, everybody, just rock-solid conservative, representing District 7 here in Tennessee, and he's also chairman of Homeland Security. So there you have it. Folks, we're going to have all of this information posted in our podcast. It'll be out in about a half an hour. So if you haven't already done so, go ahead and sign up. And then you'll automatically receive the podcast every day so you don't have to worry about hunting and searching and all that kind of stuff. So we'd love for you to do that. And you can sign up over at toddstearns.com. It has been a great day, a busy day. We're going to continue the conversation over at toddstearns.com. And we will see you right back here tomorrow. Have a great one, America.
K-12. cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.